Now it's time for some of the letters to the evening news. There's no shortage of variety here, with correspondent about developments, ongoing roadworks, local elections and football. We'll start with a letter from David Vale of Norwich, who is concerned about the pace of loss of arable land to developers. Dr. Graham Martin quoted some alarming statistics in his letter, Local Concerns Are Ignored, on the 20th of April. 80 square miles of arable Norfolk land gobbled up by developers and sloppy planning over the last 25 years. The fastest loss of arable land in the UK. It's hard to think of a more urgent topic for the EDP to be covering than this threat to our food security. I do understand there are huge profits to be made from building homes. People trust pensions less and want to invest money in property. Tax perks for property-owning businesses mean they can always outbid locals who want to get on the housing ladder. More houses does not equate to more homes, and your Market Insight report on the 21st of April confirmed that Norfolk house prices have become dramatically less affordable over the past 25 years. Greenfield sites are the crown jewels of Norfolk. Councils have been selling them off far too cheaply. We need a slower, more measured pace of development in the county to ensure food security for our children and grandchildren.
With the local elections coming up, the need for the new rule requiring voter ID is questioned by Glyn Linder of Frettenham. I see photographic ID will have to be produced in order to vote at local elections next month, and that this requirement will be compulsory in future general elections. I am at a loss to understand the rationale behind this needless exercise. Turnouts at some elections are pitiful, with the West Lancashire by-election in February being a classic example, an abysmal turnout at 31.4%. With the general apathy engulfing politics and the low esteem in which many politicians are held, do they seriously think that anyone is going to go to the trouble of stealing someone else's identity to use another person's vote? The implementation of this act is laughable.
The work in St Stephen's continues, and Paul Smith of Norwich complains at what he sees as the needless cost. Is it just me, or is this council just throwing money away on needless projects? St Stephen's has now been closed off and worked on three occasions. Firstly, to do the road, then to put in planters, and now to put up bus shelters. Surely the planners are clever enough to be able to get their act together and do the works in an orderly fashion so as not to waste time and money and having to dig up and alter work that has been already done. No wonder this evolution cost over £6 million. Now they are spending millions on the Haymarket. Why? Why can't this money be spent on repairing our roads and addressing the pothole problems instead of pointlessly doing up an area that doesn't need it?
As we reach the end of the football season, and sadly, the failure to gain promotion by Norwich City Football Club, a goal which seemed attainable earlier in the season, Chris Pooley of Munsley takes the opportunity to praise striker Timu Pukki, who is leaving the club. It is sad that Norwich City Football Club's greatest ever free signing is leaving. As a season ticket holder for over 40 years up to illness 3 years ago, Pukki has achieved more in a short time than, in my opinion, any other player. Goals scored and assists made with dedication and marking back as needed. The crowd and media support has been phenomenal. In Finland, in his own country, he has been acknowledged a super and top ever player for his country. They have named a large park after him as an honour. Should the City of Norwich make him a Freeman of the City, and the City Club arrange a testimonial in his name, with the opposition being the Finnish football squad? Carrow Road would be full, and he could play the first half for his country and the second for his city. Mind-blowing for him.